WGR Sports Radio 550, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
Here's the snap, fakes the handoff, going to roll to his left, has time, throws deep over the middle, he overshoots Thomas, intercepted by DeMar Hamlin, coming the other way to the 45 as he races to the far sideline and is tackled at the 41-yard line by Farrell.
Chris Brown on the call. We'll call that the play of the game, the DeMar Hamlin interception. Great moment for him. Monday Night Football. Bills win. And some stats for you here. I'll get you some stats because one of them was on Spencer Brown, which I liked quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
Next Gen Stats had something on Spencer Brown.
Was he? I think he was matched up with Josh Allen Hines a lot yesterday.
Spencer Brown did not allow a single pressure on 35 pass-blocking snaps.
Wow.
His third straight game without allowing a pressure this season, he is the only offensive lineman league-wide with at least 25 pass-blocking snaps and zero pressures allowed.
Wow, really?
So just to recap that, no offensive lineman has had 25 snaps and had zero pressures.
Yeah.
And he has done three straight games without allowing a pressure.
Holy cow.
That extension looking good right now.
Yeah. Also, looking back real quick, he was matched up with Trayvon Walker.
Okay.
Which still, like, number one overall pick in the league, didn't have a pressure last night against him. $18 million a year doesn't sound so bad all of a sudden.
That's right. Well, that's, you know, a part of the point here is as the Bills move into this next Josh Allen window, we're finding who the core guys are. And Spencer Brown got a contract extension. And we already know Ed Oliver got one. And the next couple, I mean, people are talking today about Christian Benford and Khalil Shakir. Like, these guys got to be here.
Yeah. Rousseau probably is going to be on that list, too.
Yes.
But yes. Benford
is...
This is his season so far for me. Like, on defense, like, he is... The whole secondary, having the names that are on that secondary continue to play well, is a feat in itself. It's a feat that they... Benford as a six-round pick, I don't know that that's system. There is a lot, I'm sure, that is system that is helping him, you know, thrive. But there are plays on the ball he makes. There are tackles he makes. Like, there is talent there that it goes beyond, oh, no, he's just it's just the system. The system helps a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I think Benford's a legitimately good player that's worth a second contract, the way it's looking right now. Separation prevented, he's like top five in the league this year, and last year he was like top 10.
803-0550 to join us. It is a Victory Tuesday after the Bills hammer the Jaguars in what is a party at the stadium. They now go on the road for a couple of games, and I'll save this for tomorrow. You were out of the room. I was just telling Josh I'm going to put this up as a Twitter poll. I'll save this.
Okay.
Ravens, Texans, Jets, all three road games in a row. Which one do you want the most? Which win do you want the most? Because you know what the right answer should be, and you know what's going to win that poll, right?
I know what's going to win the poll.
And it's not really the right answer.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it won't win the poll.
We'll find out.
I'm hopeful it actually won't win the poll. Oh, you had to tease that now. All right, tomorrow.
Today's a day to, hey, Victory Tuesday. Yeah. We got to bask in it.
Yes.
The Bills have 4 out of 5 on the road. Ravens, Texans, Jets, home for the Will Levis experience, and then off to Seattle.
What is this defense going to do to Will Levis?
Oh, my God.
That game is going to be amazing.
Yes, they should flex it. They should flex it to prime time.
Yes.
You're going to want to see what Will Levis does. Ed in Orlando. Hey, Ed, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Number one, Spencer Brown. I love the guy because he plays with a 1970s nastiness to him. And it's old school football, and I love how he plays with that tenacity. But I wanted to call about Shakir. I thought he was the toughest guy on the field yesterday. That collision at the goal line, I thought, oh, my God, he's done. I mean, his legs got taken out at the goal line, and the way that he bounced up after that vicious hit. And remember, I think the Jags got flagged for 15 yards on a hit on Shakir as well. So
yeah.
Every time Shakir touched the ball, he got leveled, and he bounced back up and gave Josh those yards after catch. And I tell you what, he has really impressed me. You talked about in the earlier segment how he has yards after catch compared to Cole Beasley. You're absolutely spot on. he's one of my new favorite players, and I'm glad to see that he's coming into his own.
Yeah. Thanks, Ed. I mean, I mentioned the name Amon-Ra St. Brown as a comparison that someone made in the preseason. I thought, like, that's asking quite a bit. But playing that style where you're not the biggest guy, but you're going to play like one of the toughest guys, that is super fun and easy to get behind. Allen raved about Shakir yesterday, talked about how love him as a football player, how he loves the game so much. Like, there's so much to like about Shakir. And, you know, like, sometimes I'm guilty of it. It takes a little while. He got drafted to the fifth-round pick. Some thought he should have gone the third. And you're like, okay, sure. Everybody says that about their fifths. And it's a little bit of a slow burn. And then last year, it blossomed. And now it's, like, to the moon. Right?
Yeah.
You could say all you want about Everybody Eats. More games like the ones we've seen halfway through the season by the playoffs, aren't we going to say make sure Shakir gets 10 touches in this game? If he averages 8 yards after catch per reception.
He's almost getting you an extra first down per catch.
Yeah. 803-0550.
The real quick numbers. This is not updated through last night's game, but the point will remain because this number actually might even go up after last night. Allen, yak per pass attempt. So receiver yards after catch per his pass attempt. By year, starting in 2019, 3.2. 2020, he is under 3.2 again. 2.8 in 2021. 3.4 in 2022. Never above 4. It's always between 2.5 to 3.5 yards after catch per pass attempt. This year, he was at 5.1 going into last night's game. And like, he was 75% higher on that number going into the game. And again, I think that number might even go up after last night.
Well, this gets back to, I never needed them to become that team. Part of the reason that number is so low before is they used to throw the ball a lot further down the field. It's just, you know, it got air yards instead.
Guys are working back to the football. And
yeah. Again, like, it's where I still think they lost sight of something when Dorsey decided we have to be a yak team. And they started to try and build like that. And then Brady came in and made it happen. Like, Brady did the thing they wanted to do. If it's the, you know, the new offense where you have to throw it shorter, every one of these quarterbacks has had to throw it shorter, whether that's Mahomes or Allen or Burrow. It's part of the game now, right? Teams are making you do that, and you want to get explosive plays through yak yards, yards after catch yards. I know it's redundant. You don't have to tweet me about it. But to have that succeeding, they've been chasing it, and they finally seem to have the formula, which is obviously very good. 803-0550 to join us. If you're on hold, we'll get you on the other side. We'll get a break in so we have a good, healthy segment when we come back. Sal, top of the hour, arrows up, arrows down. Chris Brown, 830. Man, 3-0. They are underdogs on Sunday Night Football?
Really? No, that's not a big surprise, right? At Baltimore?
Well, get ready for the Derrick Henry test.
What is it, 1 point?
Derrick Henry threw a man through the center of the earth on Sunday.
Yep.
It was worse
that
than
was the Cowboys. They let everybody do that.
That is true. That is true. All right. Jeremy and Joe, happy Victory Tuesday. It's Football Tuesday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Cook gets the handoff, going to try to get the corner. He's got it to the 5 and to the front pylon. He's in for a touchdown. A 7-yard touchdown run. James Cook's fourth in his last two games. And the Bills are on the board first here in the first quarter.